The Palestinian resistance movement Hamas has said Palestinians will continue to march for their rights in the face of an Israeli onslaught on the Gaza Strip. Senior political leader Ismail Haniyeh says nobody knows where the next protests will lead to. On Friday, Gazans marched towards a heavily fortified Israeli fence. Haniyeh says next time protesters may cross the so-called buffer zone. Another senior Hamas figure, Khaled Mashal, has warned that Israel should expect new surprises from the Gaza Strip in its struggle for freedom. On Friday, Israeli troops used live fire and tear gas on thousands of peaceful protesters marking Land Day. The attacks killed 17 Palestinians and injured over 1,500 others. Press TV's Halal Safadi, who is in Gaza City, earlier gave us an update about hospitals in the Gaza Strip, which are working at full capacity as injured protesters arrive for treatment in large numbers.
According to the Ministry of the Health, that Israel was shooting the protesters in a way that would kill them or leave them with a permanent disability. And this is seen and noticed with the high number of injuries that targeted the lower part, especially the legs and foot. Also among those injuries were 196 children and 57 were women. I've also talked, as I said, with the head of the intensive care unit, who confirmed that they are in need of 41 different items and different equipment and supplies. He actually gave me here a list of the items that they need. And as he said, most of them, or many of them actually, are life-saving supplies and equipment. So the hospitals are right now are running in an emergency state because of the very high number and the huge flow of injuries to the hospitals. Also, one thing worth mentioning is that they only have 9 beds in the intensive care units, and the number of injuries that are coming to the intensive care unit is higher than the number of beds that are available to those injuries.